Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the guy that is brought to us by Crestview RV. Also, Precision Camera and Video and Swartner Farm and Ranch. He's Jimmy Carter. Good morning. What a weekend. A lot of news.
Yeah, what a weekend. What a weekend. I don't want to get bogged down on any one story today because there are so many things going on. But this Joe Biden story, President Biden story, I'm not much on having an investigation about everything that goes on. But in my world, personally, I have seen friends have prostate cancer. Some of them have an aggressive form. But it usually is not something that just comes up yesterday. It's something that you've been dealing with, you know, for a certain period of time. And I want to know who was president in the last 6 months of the year, of the time, who was signing the auto pen, who was doing all that. And I think we need to investigate the doctors, the health care that Joe Biden got. How could they have signed off of him mentally during that whole time? How could they have missed, or if they didn't, where this prostate cancer was going? I don't know that should the American people have known if he had prostate cancer when he was running for president? Should we have known that to know what could possibly happen? The fact that he might be in a wheelchair for whatever reason that they were talking about at the White House, should we have known that? As voters, I don't know. People, we got to answer these questions, but yeah, I want to know a little bit about the doctors that treat our presidents, and really, are they saying things they don't tell us, and what should they tell us? You know, what obligation do they have into the talking to the American people while still having some privacy as a patient? So,
New York Post has a pretty interesting story that we used in the first hour this morning about all the doctors that say it's really impossible to have metastasized cancer and that his doctors didn't know about it. And if so, this is one of the most egregious malpractice things since. But
well, if he knew about it and they didn't tell us, that's a problem.
He has broken his silence this morning. According to what we just got, sent a picture out with his wife, Jill, smiling and saying, we are strongest when we are in the broken places, and we're going to fight. That's all I said.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I hope he does well. No one wants to see anybody, you know, get cancer. This week, something's going to happen with this Kash Patel. Dan Bongino are going to – they're on the brink of investigating and announcing something. But they wouldn't say on the Sunday talk shows. Yes, they said, hold on. House Republicans last night, Congressman Roy and all the rest of them, they were up there and they did what they were supposed to do. And now it moves on to a bigger committee as they try to make their Memorial Day deadline of passing this big, beautiful bill. The weather could get goofy again in some parts of the country tomorrow and tomorrow night. But 26 deaths in Kentucky and Missouri, 28 total, dozens and dozens hurt in all those places. A firefighter was killed. 39 years in the department of the Laurel County Fire Department, fatally injured during response efforts.
And they predict a lot of more severe weather around the country today, including Oklahoma, northern Texas.
Yeah, Louisiana. Oklahoma had a lot yesterday, and then we're getting something tomorrow night. It had lightning and stuff, you know, going around all weekend, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah, you've talked about the Mexican Navy. That's one of the weirdest stories I could ever think of. I mean, the last story I would think I'd be talking about today is the Mexican Navy had an incident, you know, in the
was this some kind
East
of
river.
It was a water parade. Thousands of people were watching.
It was a parade of that boat.
Is that
with
what it
the
was?
Tugboat. Mm. Yeah. I mean, but it was all lit up. I mean, you had sailors on every piece of the mast. And then supposedly the boat lost power, but that still doesn't, it was still, no matter what it was, if it lost power, didn't have power, it didn't have enough room at the top to get through under the bridge.
You said it, Jimmy, but there was a little tugboat right there too, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, then how did the tug not take charge? That's why you have that, in case it loses power.
It drifted away from the tug. It drifted away from the tug.
Yeah.
And it wasn't tug pushing or pulling. It was on the side. I don't know what it was. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of crazy
questions. That's typically why it's there.
About all this story.
Yeah, I don't know.
Two crew members dead, 19 were injured. They were dangling from the top of the mast. I don't know how the two were killed, you know, what specifically happened to them, but there were some at the very top of that mast when it hit the bridge, and the bridge is okay. So, my. The tariffs raising Walmart prices, that was a big comment from the press this weekend. The president told them, and I think they said they're going to, you know, eat some of these things and not just get completely passed on, you know, to the people. So we'll see. Orlando getting a new theme park this week. New park could generate $2 billion for the state of Florida in its first year of operation. It's got Harry Potter in it, and Nintendo, and all kinds of other stuff. Have you ever been to Universal's?
To me, it's better than Disney. Yeah, to me.
Well, you know how it is. This one's going to be, you know, all right. They built that park. It had a Hard Rock in it, and all kinds of stuff. And then they built another one where you just, you know, you went across a bridge or something, 2 feet, and it was there. And that's where they had Back to the Future and all this stuff. Then they added a third park in there that was mostly rides. There was an Arnold Schwarzenegger theme ride, and it was mostly stuff that would turn you upside down and shake you back and forth.
But transcending the carnival ride, they're like the Disney rides. They were adventures. They're great.
There were some adventures. There was King Kong in the original Universal one. That was where you sit, and, you know, and King Kong comes out. There was all kinds of cool stuff. Now, this one is different. It's 15 minutes away from the other Universal.
Oh, really?
You got to take a shuttle, or you got to drive down there, or whatever you want to do, but it's 15 minutes away. And there's a brand-new hotel that's on the property. It's called Epic, that's on the Epic property. So it's their version of the Disneyland Hotel, and it's a huge one. And it's got part of the name is Helios or something, H-E-L-I-O-S, which is supposed to mean something to somebody. I don't know if it's Harry Potter World or whatever. But anyway, it's a big deal. And you're going to hear a lot about it as the week progresses, particularly on NBC, because that's a Universal, Comcast, all up there, you know, worked in there together. I don't understand Bitcoin. I don't claim to, but there have been a lot of stories about it lately, and there's one thing that people who are the big Bitcoin crypto holders, they are in the middle of a wave of violent abductions around the world, including several in the United States. These kidnappings and abductions are targeting crypto executives and their families. Victims have been pistol whipped, abducted, in two cases, the fingers cut off.
Wow.
The criminals' goal, millions of dollars in ransom in cryptocurrency. The assaults are often called wrench attacks because they rely simply on tools for inflicting pain to coerce the victims, rather than sophisticated tools for hacking them.
Sounds either like the days of the Wild West or the Mafia.
It does, you know, or some cartel thing.
Yeah.
It's woman in Paris screaming, help, help. Three men in black mask jump on a 34-year-old woman whose father runs Paymium. That's a French cryptocurrency exchange. Brandishing canisters of mace and what looked like a gun, the masked man attempted to force the woman and her toddler into an idling white van disguised as a delivery truck. But her husband threw himself between the family and the attackers while a neighbor hustled away the child. "Let go of me," the woman yelled at the assailants as they bludgeoned her husband, his head splattered with blood in the videos taken from nearby buildings. While others, neighbors closing in, the shopkeeper was ready to throw a fire extinguisher at the would-be abductors in the back of their van and sped off, so they were gone. So that's what's going on with that. Oh, my goodness. In one attack, a man with a pink revolver to the head of a 76-year-old man threatened to cut off his doodads.
Wow.
And eventually transferred $150,000 worth of crypto to the attacker. Yeah, rather, it's cost of your doodle. And then who else ordered to pay more than $500,000 in restitution to his victims as part of the sentencing? So the bad guy got caught in that case. I don't know enough about crypto to even know anything. I don't know. Do y'all understand that stuff?
No, I'm clueless on it. So hopefully I get to keep my doodads.
I understand, especially with the advent of today's stories, I'm staying away from it even further than I thought. Yeah,
yeah, me too. Your doodle could be at risk. Now, this is something I saw on a train this weekend, and it's true. When you see train tracks, think train. It's a pretty simple concept, isn't it? See train tracks, think train.
Hmm.
Two adults, a young child, were on a train bridge fishing for white bass in the Sandusky River when a freight train came and killed two of them. And they've been searching for one of the children in the water ever since. One of them made it to the hospital. Pedestrians on a train bridge fishing. What could go wrong?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Mm-mm-mm. Russia has unleashed one of its largest drone barrages of the Ukrainian war. Trump is to talk to Putin in an hour and 10 minutes. And this is on the eve of that discussion, which is kind of interesting. Journalism won the 150 Preakness Stakes. That was pretty cool. Did you see the end of that race? Man, that horse got bumped, and then it took off like a scalded dog, and it passed the other ones in there and won. It was very cool, impressive win. The NBA Conference Finals tip off this week. Minnesota Timberwolves on the Oklahoma City Thunder are tomorrow. The Knicks host the Pacers on Wednesday. I don't do many NBA reports, but it just felt like it. SEC in Hoover, Alabama. Texas A&M, I think, is one of the first to play. And, of course, Texas and Oklahoma here for the first time. And it'll take place at a place called the Hoover Met.
I think you meant to say, I'm sorry, you meant to say the SEC Conference champion, Texas Longhorns.
Champion.
Yes, thank you.
He's never going to say that.
No. And the Hoover Met was built for a minor league team. And so it's a very nice stadium, and they've just added several million dollars of improvements for it. It's in the middle of the suburbs. The minor league team left and went downtown. They built them a
suburbs
downtown
of
park.
Birmingham.
That is very nice, too. So this is a safe, really extremely safe location. So if you know anybody going,
well,
there aren't
yeah,
many places
until now,
that
did,
I would
had never heard of,
on the safety scale.
Or didn't know where, had a memory of Hoover, Alabama. But you're the one that taught me. I went there for a wedding last year. What was that great place that I went? A big golf course, Civil War kind of thing. And
Civil War golf course?
Well, Civil War era golf course, made into a golf course.
Is it in Birmingham?
No, it's near the coast, but yeah.
Oh, back then we're at the coast. Well, this isn't near the coast.
I know, but I'd never heard of that town, and I went there. Hmm. And I said, this is one of the neatest cities I've ever been to in my life.
Well, Prattville, Alabama is near Montgomery.
I'll
and
think
that's
of it.
Got one of those. It's one of those legends golf courses. I don't know where that could be. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot.
You
of
told me all
stuff.
About it. That's the nicest place in Alabama.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:56 now with Page 2. Here's Jimmy Carter.
Well, this was a crazy weekend with Bruce Springsteen in the United Kingdom and President Trump on his way home. Oh.
Got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Yeah, Springsteen was on fire, man. He went after Trump and talked about the very nature of our democracy and too important to ignore what he's doing and on and on and on. Did about 3 minutes in Manchester, did at least that much somewhere else, and Trump heard about it, of course. And the president said, well, he's highly overrated. He's dumb as a rock, and he's a dried-out prune of a rocker. His skin's all atrophied.
That's why he went with atrophied skin?
Yeah, he even went after that. So, wow. You know, it was, wow. And then Springsteen said, in America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the poorest children. And then Trump just kind of went on and had the rest of it. But it was, I never liked him. I never liked his music or his radical left politics. He's not a talented guy. Just a pushy, obnoxious jerk who fervently supported crooked Joe Biden, a mentally incompetent fool, and our worst ever president.
You know what you know what I admire is Bruce Springsteen doesn't care. So much so, he's about to release his country album called Somewhere North of Nashville. He actually yes. recorded it in 95, but he's been waiting for the right time to put it out. That's right. Bruce Springsteen going country, and then he does that. He pulls the Dixie Chicks. What's the guy thinking? I guess he cared about what he was saying. I don't know.
Yeah, and but he, you know, but he's doing it in Europe, and that always gets people in an extra wad when you're.
Oh yeah, go to another
country,
right. Yeah,
going after the country, so it's
absolutely.
Always a Houston man. Sometimes can be like a Florida man. You know, Florida man's always involved in something crazy. A Houston man, there's some of those too, suing Whataburger for nearly $1 million because his burger had onions on it.
Mm-hmm. It turns out, last year, he sued Sonic
yeah.
for getting a hamburger that had onions on it. He's helping us.
Did he win in his Sonic case? Inquiring minds want to know.
No.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's see. Along with damages, judgment. Let's see. Sued Sonic. Fast food company has requested a jury trial for this week. He's going to have a jury trial on the Sonic thing this week.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I don't like onions trial. On my stuff either, but, you know, I'm not going to sue anybody.
For $1 million if they mess it up?
Well, I'd like to, just to prove a point.
Right.
But,
maybe that's what he's doing for all of us.
Man, I mean, I'm mad at Sonic anyway. I went to get me a slushy and a corn dog. So I got a corn dog, and I like mustard on my corn dog. So I get it out, and it's not there. So I go back and say, you didn't give me any mustard. They say, okay, here. And so it's a weird-looking thing. So I opened it up, and okay, it's yellow. So
jeez.
I stick my corn dog in
jeez.
There, put it up to my mouth, and it was honey mustard. It was really nasty.
Oh, I thought they gave
so
you cheese.
No,
you should sue them
kind of
for $1 million, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's at least $30 or $40 or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
the Army. This would be something that really. I mean, some parents would. I would take my kids to it if I was around. If they were particularly a little boy. But June 14th is Army Day in Washington. They're going to have 25 M1 Abrams tanks, 50 planes, all this stuff. I don't understand how that's costing $25 to $45 million. I think that's somebody trying to cook the books on that one. Because troops are troops. You're still paying them. You're not paying them extra. You got to get them around, but you got to get them around to do stuff anyway. So I think some of this is people that don't, you know, again, Trump haters not liking it. But it happens to be Trump's birthday, but what it is the Army's 250th birthday. Now, we've got some wing ding happening next year. Was that 250 for the United States? I've done my math. 18, 19, 20. I don't know. Whatever it is our birthday next year, next 4th of July. And there's going to be a big thing in Washington for that. And then people complaining about Kristi Noem might get a new jet. One thing that people don't understand, these jets have a service life. And it's not based on how many engines they put in there, because they may put in more than one engine in the service life of a business jet or any of these others. But a lot of it has to do with takeoffs and landings. How many times you beat that thing down, and they can only take so much of that. This G550 is 20 years old. It is outside of Gulfstream's service life and well beyond the operational usage hours for a corporate aircraft. We have gotten so many things in our military and our infrastructure, which that's part of it, that, wow, I mean, it needs to have been replaced 5 and 10 years ago. And, you know, we've had some Democratic administrations that just haven't taken care of the roads or the planes or anything else. So it's just, you know, it's not just beating up on them. It's just the truth. And, yes, there was a Trump administration in there somewhere, too. But people are just not taking care of business on a lot of this business that we have in government. And other than that, see if there's anything. They had Morgan Wallen. 38 of the top 50 songs on Apple Music this morning are Morgan Wallen from his new album, I'm the Problem.
Yeah, we'll get to it later. There's an interesting story, of all people, from Rolling Stone magazine. You know, the name of his new album is I'm the Problem.
I'm the Problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
According to Rolling Stone magazine, Morgan Wallen is America's problem. You can imagine.
Problem?
Yes, you can imagine what angle so
they don't like
taken.
Him. Oh, they're okay.
Yeah.
Well, there is a great song on there called "The Dealer." You might want to listen to that one. Make sure you read the words to it. And the bottom line is, I should be spending more time talking to the dealer, which is talking to God, than doing other things that I'm doing.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
It's really good. Go listen. The Dealer, Morgan Wallen. Not a bad song at all.
Okay, so the name of the, it drove me crazy.
Fairhope.
How'd you know?
Because I know things.
People
in Jackson. If you say that at the Civil War Hotel, there used to be a hospital.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but it's
War.
On,
okay.
I should have told you it's on Mobile Bay.
Bob's been scrolling, Jimmy, for 10 minutes now.
10 minutes trying to figure it out. And by the way, Fairhope, Alabama, only about 23, 24,000 people. It's one of the most fascinating cities I've ever been to. Had never heard of it before. I went there for a wedding last year. People born in Fairhope include Jimmy Buffett and Fannie Flagg and former Texas basketball coach. Do we remember Bob Weltlich? That's a long story.
Fairhope is a cute little town.
It's great.
It's getting a little bit too much immigration from New York and California right now.
Oh, it's the most expensive place, it says, to live in Alabama.
Yeah, kind of. It can be. I was living there for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and then you couldn't think of it when I needed help.
Well, it was vaguely described, but I'll know.
No, your description was, hey, remember that place I went to last year?
It had a big golf course.
You should remember. It was colonial looking.
Golf course. But it's just, there are a lot of old people there. And on my street, you know, you didn't have a lot of traffic unless it was a hearse coming to get somebody. Wow. That gave me the spooks after a while. It was just way too many, you know, old people in retirement. Quiet. But it's a beautiful, quaint little town.
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a good day.
Thank you. That's right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.